unbelievably sweaty.
Same. You're in a jumper.
Why don't you take your jumper off?
Take your jumper off.
Like, I'm here now. If I take it off, it's just going to be...
You're going to be here now for fucking an hour.
It's like when you get... It's when you get... really so beyond sweaty
that then when you
take it off, it's gonna release to the room, and I'm like, I'm just gonna keep everything in here,
yeah,
where we can all live happily.
yeah we can all live happily,
we can all be comfortable.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay, let's do a fucking podcast. Oh, please work.
GMAT.
Yep. Hello and welcome to episode 171 of the GMAT podcast.
This time I've got something I know you can do. We're gonna open a jar. Easy. Now you try. First, get a jar. Patrick, that's a
GMAT.
Yes.
You need a jar.
Fuck.
No. No. No.
Bitch.
She's fan submitted.
Today's episode of the GMAT podcast is brought to you by our merch,
Leo,
which is available at teespring.com/stores/TheRealGMAT. Get yourself some merch. Get yourself some. Get yourself a jumper. I don't know. There's lots of jumpers going on. I'm happy about the jumpers. It's also brought to you. That's all it's brought to you by. That intro was brought to you by Wonder Boy in the Discord. Thank you, Wonder Boy.
Thank you, Wonder Boy,
for submitting an intro.
It's also brought to you by Freedom.
Freedom. Freedom.
Freedom. A bit of freedom.
If you want to submit an intro, send it to contact@therealgmat.tv or submit in the Discord. I feel like there was a lot of leeway with this music. So the music, I feel like that
the music was longer.
That felt like I had a lot more room to mess around and make mistakes.
And
than I usually do.
You did.
Mm. Today is a monumental day, a big day in the
large
GMAT podcast universe, because we're finally back in the same room together. The GMAT podcast is back together. My name is Matt. I'm the host of the GMAT podcast. Thank you for coming. I'm joined on my right by Hayden Jonathan.
Hello, how are you?
In front of me, Ben J.
Yep.
And on the desk, as we transition into a video podcast finally,
Becky transitioning.
J. Transitioning. We are transitioning.
Hello, we're transitioning, and I'm half cut already.
So, on that note, let's start with the boring. We're filming today technically, but it's not going to be released. This is just a tester. We've already done a tester, but it was so fucking long ago. It was literally, what, 2 or 3 months ago now.
That's correct.
So we are
77 days probably.
Yeah, long, long time. So we're doing one last tester before we go into the real thing.
We're going to dress up for the real thing.
I feel like we should.
Dude, I'm wearing shorts.
Got a suit?
Maybe. I'll rent one.
I don't know if I have a suit, but I definitely have a lovely jacket.
A lovely jacket.
I've at least got a tie.
Of course. I don't know why I didn't even think of a tie.
This feels so weird being
it.
In the room.
I love it.
I am unbelievably uncomfortable.
Really?
So we're a week ahead now. So first video podcast will premiere on the 6th of November.
We'll give a fucking change of clothes. It's so hot.
The man
here.
Funk is palpable.
Yeah.
We'll give reminders in the Discord, on Facebook. There'll be no way you missing out. But what the plan was to premiere the first episode on the GMAT podcast, the GMAT YouTube channel, the real GMAT. But after talking to some people, I think it's better to just premiere it straight to the GMAT podcast YouTube channel. So I'll make sure to put links to that in the description of this podcast. Give everyone heaps of time to subscribe because it's not going to be easy to search for because there's no videos there. But if you want to watch it live with everybody, the first one will be 10 a.m. the 6th of November, AEDT. I will make sure to give plenty of notice on all the socials and the Discord and that. You won't miss it. You will not miss it if you want to listen to it. That's all. That's everything on all that stuff. How's everybody doing?
So excited.
Yeah. I'm very excited, but I'm already
so hot.
Fucking wilting. I've got sweat on my brow from sitting in a chair.
Just misting up.
I'm
tired.
Yeah.
It's very warm in this room.
Yeah.
So I still feel like I've got the Discord delay going. You're saying stuff and it's registering
Ben,
way after
you
your mouth.
Still in your cupboard.
I feel safer, sir.
Tell me, have you really genuinely moved your stuff into that?
And tell us. The people want to know.
Big Barbara Walters. What's next for Babs? Death.
Rest in peace.
You have definitely moved it in there.
I've seen what is confirmed. Genuinely, now that I can see you in your eyeballs, because I can't trust you on Discord. Don't know why. You're less trustworthy. Why have you done that?
Why not?
Fair enough.
I like it. I think there's something nice about being in like a cozy little...
But like, we run into the same problem. I'm not even a cozy nook and I can't do VR. What are you going to do about it?
The VR extends from the closet into the main room area.
Oh, of course, there's a long cable. Label. I only just realized that the fucking... we're on fire.
Bopping off.
Literally, it's so hot.
I only just realized that spooky game.
What?
Shut up. Oh my God, I'm so hot. Everything is hot.
The spooky game?
That spooky game. That I was talking about it. And I was like, oh, I can't wait for this.
Outlast.
Survivor the Trials Outlast thing. Can't wait for that to come out. So excited. Then Matt said in the next sentence, hey, you realize that's VR. And I instantly got not excited about it in any way, shape or form.
Guess I'm never going to play that then.
Yeah, it looks like you guys are going to... No, don't. Please don't leave me out.
No, it's perfect. It's a three-player VR game.
Please don't leave me out. It's,
but only two of us have functioning VR, so...
That's true. Yeah, and you can stand at the edge of your room. Easily. When he says it extends out, it extends to the room, and then if he takes one step further than entering the room, he gets caught on the back of the head.
Is that true?
So that's not really...
That does not the same thing.
He's got a system.
Just move your desk. What was the genuine purpose? Because I feel safe in there, it won't cut it.
Well, you've got to make up a reason then.
Is that really it?
I just part of it?
In there.
Well,
what's the safety?
Because
aspect?
I got these big, beautiful studio monitors, and they don't fit along the wall on the stands that they're on, but they fit perfectly along the one wall in
How
the
big
cupboard.
How big are the monitors?
45 feet.
What?
Yeah, sort of like.
Shut up!
What's that in metric?
45 feet
cricket
monitors?
Pitch, cricket pitch and a half. Yeah.
Oh, you got a cricket pitch of monitors. Mm. Oh, if you really do, we should play Ashes Cricket 2022.
That'd be cool.
Come out in the next couple of days.
Yep.
And I've been trying to convince Matt to play it for years. Not 2022 specifically, 2021.
Big
Actually,
countdown.
Cricket 19 is when I wanted to play
Cricket
with Matt.
Cricket 19.
But he didn't want to play with me.
Yeah, no, no. Yeah, no. What's the song?
What song?
Yeah, from Ashes. But remember Ricky Ponting's Cricket? You about it? Something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
What is it? WAP. Shut up. You know what? I something I realized today.
I'll have it set up next week.
I'll have it set up. I already wish we were on Discord again.
This light above me is making me hot.
I realized I can connect Beck's laptop to its own channel on the desktop on the mixer. So when it comes to like being like, what's that song? Beck will be like, boom.
I forgot we have the lookup.
The wheelhouse.
We have the lookup lady times we're incorrect.
Hey, lookup
and
lady.
Need fact checking.
Always looking.
Can we call you the lookup? Like when we need something, go lookup lady.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think we should talk hard science and let's just test Beck out.
Oh no, I'll get my spreadsheet.
I've got notes.
What do you mean? Is this not
new book?
Good?
No, I just couldn't find the old book. It's in one of these drawers.
I love how he literally, somebody owned it. It's not him. He can't find it.
Like a rental book.
I went to the,
oh, poor Amber.
I did two dumb things today.
No,
just
I think
today.
For Amber, it's like an investment. This is a savings account for her. The longer he's got it, the more bullshit goes into it. And then she finally gets it. And she can be disappointed.
She reads through it once. She's like, that was lovely.
Yeah. This is illegible.
I'm doing outstanding amount of camera work today.
Really?
Yeah, just knowing the camera's there.
Are you looking straight to it? Yeah. I haven't done it at all.
It feels now good. Give it a go.
Hi.
Hey.
I was doing camera work today. I was singing at a theater and there were cameras filming me specifically. Mm-hmm. And I said, where do you want me to look? And they said, kind of look up, you know, over the camera because I was in... can I say the theater?
Yeah, why not? Yeah,
Bunjil. I was at Bunjil. And they said that we were going to be in the studio where that show that you and I are going to do, 12 Angry Men.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was going to be in the studio, which is a smaller one. But I was actually on the big stage. And obviously there was no people in there. So I was just singing to an empty theater. And I got there and there were a bunch of cameras. And I was like, where do you want me to look? And they said, not at the cameras. And I remember getting to the point, I was singing Music of the Night from Phantom of the Opera. And I remember getting to the point where there's this big note. And I just fucking full on spiked the camera. And I couldn't imagine what I looked like because I was like, oh, right in the fucking lens. And that's the guy was like, okay, so we'll go do it again. This time making sure.
Not to look down the barrel.
Look at the camera. I was like a fucking idiot.
It's my favorite part about watching children and animals on film.
Yeah, because they look right in it.
Like, especially when the dog's just like straight down the barrel. You're like, this is not good.
My dog's alone for the first time in months.
He's probably happy about it.
Mm. Are you kidding?
Whacking off and eating everything out of the back of the fridge.
Oh, he does that already.
Does your dog do that thing? I saw a video the other day that came up on my Instagram.
Horny Odie. Of a dog. Horny like, Otis, the wonder dog.
Like just flicking its, like using its paw to whack its penis like that. It was basically jerking off, but it couldn't go up and down. So it just kept going like down and then
come?
Scratching up and then down and then scratching. No, it just sat there going like.
And did it come?
Forever.
I don't
ever
know. He says. What do you mean? Isn't there that video? Horny Otis, Horny Odo, the wonder dog. He does that.
Does he?
And he does it with dog. Two hands.
Yeah. That's what I saw.
The wonder dog.
Horny Otis, the wonder
the
dog.
The peak of canine achievement. Yeah. He does it himself.
It's like an old school YouTube video, man.
The wanking dog.
Oh no.
So
yeah.
Two dumb things I did today.
Sure.
I went to the bakery.
Fucking idiot.
I know, I'm such a fool. I went to the bakery, walked straight up to the lady, and what I like to get this sandwich called the chicken schnitzel special.
Sounds fucking good.
It's really good. It's just chicken schnitzel.
Oh, is it?
Lettuce
with a little bit of
mayo,
special.
Bit
didn't
of
we
cheese.
Speak about this? It was special because somebody comes in the mayo. Oh, that was
Hungry Jack's. Jack's. That's the other combo.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
And I went up there looking at the thing, chicken schnitzel special.
Yeah.
And I walked straight to the lady and said, hi, can I get a zinger stack at
chicken schnitzel
special?
No,
sorry, chicken schnitzel special. I was so embarrassed.
Yeah, you should be.
That came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
I don't
you
know,
absolutely should be.
I don't know what was on my mind.
How much have you been ordering KFC recently?
I mean, not enough for it to be stuck in my brain like that.
That's true, but she thinks that's true.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't think she's particularly concerned about my diet.
So ingrained in your man chicken candidate.
I know.
Just going there, one zinger stack up, please.
For the international fans who don't realize what's going on, a Zinger Stacker is a meal at KFC.
Everybody knows.
Not everyone.
Zingers are not.
Zinger Stacker is an Australian
KFC,
thing.
KFC, yeah. Zingers are
what's
Australian
the Colonel
thing.
Got in the States?
Not Zingers.
Well, people don't like the Colonel in the States, I heard. When I'm in the stream, people in the
as
UK.
As a person, no, but I love chicken.
People in the UK and the US talk about like KFC like it's not that good. And I'm like, it's the shit.
Yeah, because like, they've got like Popeyes and stuff. They've got good fried chicken.
But like when I talk about I'm talking about the big chains. I've brought it up before in the stream. Like what's number one? And I would say like Hungry Jack's, McDonald's, KFC.
Is that
I
order?
I like KFC. No, I'm saying I'm just listing the big ones.
I was going to say, you're not putting Hungry Jack's first.
Could
that's
have been the
dead
last episode.
Mm-mm. That's after Red Rooter.
Oh, Red Rooter's at the bottom.
No. A Ripper Roll? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
What are you fucking joking?
Do you like, you're a
do you know why
Red
you can't
Rooster?
Get
no
Hungry Jack's?
Red Rooster.
Oh, okay, you're on my
excuse me. Stop. And I have something to say. You told me that you liked Red Rooster many
busted.
Moons ago.
I,
and we went and got it because you wanted it.
What would I have gotten from Red Rooster?
Some box with
this
something.
This is.
And you went, I remember it. You were at the old place.
Uh-huh.
And we went to Red Rooster. And the gays were just allowed to get married that day. That's all I remember.
I don't know which, because I've
celebrated with an old age pensioner meal.
For long as I can remember, I've shit on Red
Rooster.
Do I shit on Red Rooster all the time? I don't
frequently,
like.
Frequently, yeah.
You need to get Red Rooster again.
I've had Red Rooster because Beck loves it, so I'll just get it.
Not
Red
anymore,
Rooster's.
I don't.
But there is this.
Why not?
They discontinued my favorite item on
what
the
menu. What was
it?
Oh, true.
The only item that I ever went to Red Rooster for.
What was it?
Was the children's cheeseburger.
and they
don't
do
that anymore.
I went to Red Rooster for a fucking cheeseburger.
A children's cheeseburger, not a.
Well, that's you could only get it in the children's meal. Oh. No, it's just the only context
and
you could buy it in.
Why didn't you just get a cheeseburger from, you know, a place that sells like beef?
Well, because I really liked the ketchup that they used.
It is pretty good, but it is a children's. So I'm like,
so
I'll have 17 more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd buy like two at a time.
You can fit. How many burgers did you end up fitting in your mouth that one time?
Two. I got two.
I did four. It's crazy. I
fuck
could double
off.
How many
you didn't
you
do anything. You're a little bitch. I was so mad at you.
You need to get some priorities.
He's jazzed up because we're live.
I've
we're
got
in
priorities.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's number one.
So I said the Zinger Stacker thing to the.
My vendetta against you.
I said the Zinger Stacker thing to the lady at the bakery.
Yes. But she's probably talking about it now.
Yeah, I fucking
fucking know it.
And then I call my dad, because I call him like
tell him. Yeah, what'd you call him?
Fatty.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I called him. I don't want to brag about it, but I was doing it. I was calling him.
I feel like you're in recovery, like it's 12 step. Dad, I'm slipping. I went and I asked for a zinger, and I mean, I'm not at KFC, but I'm really thinking about it.
No, I didn't call him to talk about the zinger. I said, hey, what's up? And he goes, you know what? I expected you would be the first person to call me today. And I went, what? Why? And he goes, everyone else's bloody called me and it's 2 o'clock and you're, you know, where have you been? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he goes, oh, whatever. And he's like, and there we go. I realized we had a, I can't remember exactly word for word, but we had a back and forth where I realized it's his birthday today.
Oh, you fucking idiot.
No idea it was his birthday.
Oh, God.
And we
he
got...
He doesn't know what we've been through.
No. No, he's got no idea living over there in Sydney, getting out whatever he wants to. He didn't realize that I didn't know. And okay. Then I gave in. We both laughed about it, but I had no idea that it was his birthday.
And I would never have told.
I couldn't lie to him. I tell him everything. I tell him he's fat and that it's his birthday and I forgot.
I think that's better because you didn't call him because you're obliged. You call him because like, oh, I just called you because I like you and I wanted to talk to
that's
you.
That's exactly what I said to him because he was like, James called me and Marco called me. I'm like, yeah, but do they call you how often? When was the last time you spoke to them? And he's like, oh, I'm like, exactly. I call you every single-
because your mother said, call your father.
And I said, I guarantee the reason they called you down your birthday is because mum reminded them that it's your birthday. There's no way James remembered your birthday.
No.
Because James doesn't remember things.
We played Phasmophobia with him the other day. Mm. And I didn't, do you know what? I didn't know which one he was. So I didn't really speak to either of them. Because he was playing Phasmophobia and he was like, join. Oh, okay. And I joined this.
I'm an old Jewish businessman. I was like, join.
Sir, we're playing Phasmophobia.
I've been watching a lot of Seinfeld.
Yeah,
recently.
Me too. It's coming up on the flicks.
Yeah. Also, Hannibal's leaving Netflix.
We are upsetting. Over the place today. I love it.
Why?
You do realize you said four different topics then
yeah.
in the span of about 10 seconds.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to Beck.
Keep going, get a fifth.
We're so excited to see each other.
Yeah,
flesh.
So Hannibal's leaving. Anyway, I don't remember. We're playing Phasmophobia and I don't know. I joined and there was two gamer tags and Matt was like, oh, this is James and his friend, you know, Clyde. You don't sound like
am
that.
Am I made of clay?
Yeah, James and Clyde. And they were both like, hi, at the same time. He didn't say X gamer tag is this and X gamer tag is Y.
That's true. That's on me.
So I was like, okay, I'm just going to stay in the van. I didn't fucking talk to anybody.
But you don't know either of them, do you? So does it matter?
James.
You can just start talking to them.
And I don't think I have met James. No, that's true. I didn't really talk for a long time. And then Matt said, let's leave. And I was like, let's go.
Because I could tell you weren't having a good time because you didn't know anyone, know what was going on. It was like we're at a party that he, and I was like,
no, I wasn't. I wasn't not having a bad time.
It just felt like we could have been playing by ourselves
that's
and
having
correct. A better time.
That's exactly
so
it.
So we did do that.
And we did. And we had a great time.
Yeah. Actually, we invited Miss A game and then played with someone else that we
that's
know.
True.
And then it was a much better evening.
Way good.
I apologize, James, if you listen to the podcast. But it's just shit playing with you, to be honest.
He was too good. And they were not afraid.
No. He was not good. He was just a high level. They wanted to get hunted and they wanted to get
killed. That's
right. I was like, what the fuck's wrong
with
you?
What's that about?
Like, we want to get out of here and keep our stuff.
I've never survived a hunt. Ever. I don't know what to do. Everybody's like, oh, she's hunting. And you all disappear. And then there I am stuck in the fucking kitchen or wherever the fuck we are. And I'm dead straight away. So it's hard. It's very hard being me.
I've kind of soured on it.
You don't like Faz?
I'm Faz. That's it.
There's a couple of hunts where I was already dead. And I watched what the
thing does.
The Bizzo does when you're in a hunt. And it's just like.
Just follows you.
You go even because there's the rules of like, if it can't see you, then, you know, you go into a room and you hide. But it doesn't matter. Like, it was at the bottom of the staircase and it just sort of like did glitchy circles for a minute. And then it just went up the stairs, around the corner, straight into the closet where someone was hiding.
Somebody might have turned a torch on or spoken.
But I realized I was getting got because I wasn't like my microphone's compressed or has like a noise gate.
So you're hiding in the cousin room.
Yeah. So I have to be totally still. And if I like scratch the table, the mic tries to pick up that sound and then I'm fucked.
Battlefield
comes out.
Battlefield comes out in a month. So just
that'll be the shit.
Hold off.
Yeah.
And then we'll play fucking Battlefield, which I'm so excited about.
I'm a bit sad that we all dumped Squad so quickly.
I'm not. I've still got it. It's still installed.
I uninstalled it today because it'd been so long and it's the biggest game on my Steam library.
That's for you, Matt, when you're editing.
Thank you.
Is it that big?
It's like 60 gigabytes or 80 gigabytes. Oh, it's a fucking stupid amount of space for my computer.
That's fine.
Whatever.
I'll have it. I only still have it. And I thought about this the other day because I'm so worried about being left out. So I just have it because one day you guys will be playing it and I'll be like, I don't have it. You're like, oh, all right.
Speaking of being left out, have you seen Escaping Neverland?
Leaving
Neverland?
With Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, I know he has, so let's leave him out for a second. What the fuck?
Have you just seen it?
I'm so late to the game. I watched the last half of the second episode with Ben. I came over when he lived here and I sat down with him.
Yeah, I remember you talking about it.
I missed all the juice. Like I missed the butthole stuff. And
did he definitely Touch those children.
Oh, if they, I
so I've got to watch it. How much hours am I putting into this?
Four hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
four very good hours, though.
All right.
They're very strong hours.
Guess what I'm doing tomorrow night? Let's go. Now,
I don't want to spoil it, Aiden. But there is
Jackson touches those children.
Oh, 100%. There's, I mean, allegedly. There
it's
is
so much worse than you think it is.
There is a scene. Also, I can't.
I'm not worried about spoilers.
I wanted to be objective and that, but then I was trying to find reasons why these two might lie and why they would lie so specifically, and their family gets dragged into it as well. I was like, the whole family to be like, just it seems to me like it's definitely true. Based on him as a person and all the other allegations right. and everything as well. But again, we still say allegedly. But there's a scene where he's describing, the mum is describing her experience living in Neverland.
So they lived there?
For a little patch of time. They were there for, not living there, but they were extended period of time. And then the guy who was a child at the time is talking about getting molested or engaging in sexual activity, what he thought was consensual sexual activities when he was a child. And the cut between the mum going, and it was like a wonderland, and him going, so we had sex there. And then she bubba, and we would go to the top of the tower, and that's where we would have sex. And she'd be like, and they had acres, and they were like alpacas. And so we'd have this room, and then we'd go back there, and we would have sex there.
So the kid, how old was the kid?
7.
And he thought, we're just fucking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's describing it now saying sex, but I don't know if he knew back then that it was sex or what it was called or anything like that. But still, it was just a very unusual scene where he said, and we'd go here, and he's describing the place, and every single place in Neverland, he'd be like, and so we would go behind that thing and have sex. It was unbelievable. Wow. This documentary is fucking crazy.
Wow.
Also, when they both talk about bending over and having him look at their buttholes. And
that's the part where I was like, this is true. Those two people have such a specific fucking anecdote.
Like separate to each other, he made them just so he could look at their butthole.
The two different children, two different interactions, months or even years apart. Same experience. Again,
some people say, it's not true and I love him.
Well, I just...
Because he's massive.
But it's like, it's just like, I can't think of another example.
I guess because before I saw this documentary, I couldn't say with any certainty.
But
I still can't say with any certainty. I'm just taking...
I don't want to listen to Michael Jackson anymore.
Yeah.
It's on. I'm not going to turn it off. But I, you know, if it comes on, I'll go, ugh.
And if you're getting married,
if there are other people in the room,
Billie Jean
it's
doesn't
off.
Go on the playlist.
No.
There is a great bit. I shouldn't say great. There's a bit.
Hilarious. Half a minute.
They have footage of him sending a video to one of the kids, like just as like a message for Christmas or something or a happy birthday. And he's calling him all the nicknames that he says he called him. And there's a phone call. You hear a recorded phone call between the two of them. And it's just too, he's a grown man and it's uncomfortable to listen to the way he interacts with this child. Like, please call me tomorrow. I miss you. I love you. Like that sort of thing. It's, it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
All right. Didn't think we'd be talking about this today.
Yeah, I know. I'm a bit behind the fucking, the ball on this one, but it was, I don't know, Ben. how did you feel about that documentary?
Yeah, I don't know. Like you said, it's not conclusive, obviously, and it's edited a certain way, so you don't know. But makes a pretty good case. Also, like the two guys having the same story, you hear that and you're like, that lines up too well. It's so specific, but who knows whether they spoke at some point.
And they did speak at some point.
There you go,
yeah.
So I don't know. It's just so...
My story becomes your story just because.
But there's other kids.
Do you guys remember there was the satanic panic thing in the 80s?
Yes.
Where there was like this whole kindergarten of like, this is a satanic cult. And they'd like, the way they interviewed the kids, it fucked with their brains. And so they gave all this testimony that just didn't happen. And it got exposed like... That could be in some ways the case, like just cross-pollination and weirdness, because he was a weird guy. But like if ever I was going out and he's like, oh, maybe I'll look after the kids. Like, nah.
No, I'll be fine. Like, I'll find a babysitter. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All good, thanks. You just make your records and stay away from all the children that there are.
Like this, what I'm thinking is making a murderer. Remember how everyone was like, oh my God, the man's innocent. And then it turns out that the documentary team like left out a bunch of evidence.
Yeah, there was a bunch of stuff.
So it's like, cool. I forgot that these things can be totally, totally biased.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, now I can't trust anything.
It's also I don't know. I feel like when you're proving someone guilty and when you're proving someone innocent.
But if you're proving him innocent, you have to put in everything that
they've
found then say, despite all of this, he's innocent for this reason.
I mean, but in the context of proving Michael Jackson guilty, the only thing that would leave out is
I think the thing for me is like I've done no other research really on it. You just hear the rumors, and I watched this one film by this one team of folks. So
yeah. I don't want to do research.
I'm convinced
on it.
That he's dead. It's all true. Yeah.
What's gonna happen?
Nothing.
You see,
we just turn off his stuff. You know.
Sure.
If it came out that like, oh yeah, but here's a bunch of evidence that makes the waters pretty murky, and this is why all this stuff happened. Like, oh yeah, okay.
That's it. But, did you see in a different Alec Baldwin killed a guy?
Yeah,
a girl, a woman.
I mean, accidentally.
Yeah, but he still killed her.
I would say the props guy killed somebody.
Yeah. Totally. That was horrifying. When I read the headline was Alec Baldwin shoots.
They
and
really
I was like,
did. They
and
did.
Then at the end of it was like, with prop gun that was loaded correctly. I was like, whoa, what a ride.
The article I read, the title was Alec Baldwin shoots and kills. But I'm like, they can't put that as
direct,
the-
is it cinematographer or something?
Yeah.
Cinematographer. First of all, I guess he must have been shooting at the camera. Is that what he was doing? Because I was trying to picture how are you shooting and you hurt.
Either that or if the gun, like if it's just loaded incorrectly or it's a shitty gun or something, like you could just have shrapnel come off.
How did he not get hurt? So the gun didn't blow up. It just wasn't a blank.
Two people got hurt.
One is dead and one is dying.
The
other person's not out of
the woods.
The other
person's the director.
The other person's not out of the woods. They're like in hospital and in surgery or something.
Yeah. I what did you say, Becca? Was something like that? Like inconclusive? They haven't given out information.
They're not sure. But yeah, the director is in hospital.
Yeah. He must feel so fucking terrible. Right? And no charges or anything, which is fair enough, obviously.
Yeah. If it's an accident.
This is a total accident. But god damn, that's got to change you.
There was a photo. Did you guys see the photo?
No.
They released a photo of Alec Baldwin on the phone, like after it happened. You can't tell much, but like he's clearly distraught.
Oh, of course he is. Does he have a big beard?
Yeah, because he's in character.
I saw that. He looked 1,000.
He's in character. And they say cut, and the beard comes off.
I'm in character right now.
No. It's like, can't think of any method actors. Fuck this joke. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yes, got him.
Keeps the beard on the whole time.
The bead.
He doesn't even take it off between shots.
No.
Shut up.
You know, he didn't wash during the Crucible or brush his teeth.
There's a lot of... Yeah.
And you can tell when he's doing that, because it's my name bit, because his lips are practically stuck together.
Mm.
It is so horrendous. And who has to kiss him? That very famous woman.
I don't know.
Meryl.
No, it's not Meryl. She plays not Goody Proctor, but that's one character from it. Goody Bryce or Goody Proctor with the devil. Maybe it is Goody Proctor.
I really like the scene when he walks up to Goody Proctor and he says, I drink your milkshake. And he kicks her.
He's powerful. So good in that movie, in There Will Be Blood. And do you know what also he's good in? Gangs of New York.
I watched that recently. That's not a good movie.
What?
He's good.
Is
that
it not a good movie?
Fucking blows.
I watched that second year uni when I thought I was on top of the world and I thought it was good.
And
so
Todd Smallman brought you down.
Todd Smallman brought me down after I gained a whole bunch of weight. If I was still skinny and Todd Smallman tried that, fucking bring it, bitch.
Aiden.
Yeah.
I went to JB Hi-Fi.
Wow. So did I.
This is not the fault of JB Hi-Fi, mind you, but this is a very...
If you have a complaint, just go onto the website.
No, it's about a human.
Oh.
It's about a person that didn't work there. So at this JB Hi-Fi click and collect, this is before, I mean, I guess it still is click and collect.
Yes.
I have to go up to the top, but to this part that customers don't go to for click and collect.
Yeah.
Unless you're clicking and collecting. And I pull in to these two parks. These two parks that are, one's in front, they're in front of, yeah.
It's like a loading bay.
Exactly. And the left side of the park is against a wall.
You went to our JB Hi-Fi.
No, right? I went to the far,
the other one.
And you pull in.
The one in the forest.
The one in the forest. And you pull in. And so walls on your left, and then a person parked behind you or in front of you, depending on where you parked.
Right.
And the person, first of all, the person who pulled in first was in the back park. So I had to go in front and then back into the spot.
Annoying.
And back up to them. Like, just move up.
They're worried someone's going to park behind them so they can't get out.
Well, you can get out because you can just go forward.
Oh, so what the?
I don't know why they did that.
Right. Well, they probably were parked, someone was in front of them, and then that person
I would
left
move
and
forward.
Still sitting there.
Maybe, true.
Just if, I would move forward.
Okay.
Either way, so that happened.
Did you get that?
A guy, everyone's, can we just stop for a second? Aiden would move forward.
I would move forward.
So I'm parked, I'm sat there in the two parks that are available for JB Hi-Fi, and behind me is a person, to my left is a wall.
Okay.
And in front of me and to my right are open. It's free, a lot of space, a lot of concrete driving.
Yes.
And then this person, this lady pulls, I'm not going to be able to do her justice because if I do her voice, we'll get letters, but she pulls up to the right side of me.
Right.
and parks next to me.
Oh.
So close to me that our mirrors are like that far apart.
So you can't open your door.
Or no one can get in there to give me my thing. And so I was like, I sat there. When she pulled up, I first didn't think about it because I was like, but I'm like, oh, wait, shit. There's no way they're going to be able to give me my stuff or come to my window.
Right.
Or I can't get out of my car unless I drive at Ford. And so I like, I was like trying to wave her like this, like get her attention. And then eventually she looked over and I was like, hey, make a motion. She was like, I don't know. What? I don't know. And I was like, and I went down my window. I didn't wind it down. I pressed it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Man. He's going, oi, hello. Wow.
Yeah, big man.
Devil's in the details.
And then and then she didn't wind her window down. So I was like, can you move?
Yeah.
And she was like, what? And then she went in her window. And so I'm like, so I can just reach into her car. That's how close she is. And I was like, can you move? And she was like, I'm here to do click.
Doesn't make sense. Why don't she understand that? What did she say?
What?
No. Was she from a different country?
She was from a different country.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So what did she say?
She said, I can't.
Stop trying.
She's like that. She's from a different country. She's got a very Australian accent.
Yeah.
She's from Shepparton.
she was right. She's from Shepparton.
More Maroopner, I'd feel.
She just never learned to speak any language. She's just slightly. Shepparton. She's from Shepparton.
Right.
She's made
so
weird
she doesn't know what to do.
So
you're
I was like, can you move? Can you move forward?
Move forward.
But I couldn't express to her why. I'm blocking my thing. And she was like, I don't know. And then she just wound her window off me. I was like, what the fuck? And so then the guy comes out with some stuff and he's looking for the license plate and he can't even see my license plate because I'm blocked from the front and the back.
He's looking for your license
plate? Because you put your license plate in the thing so that they know which car's which.
Okay.
And so
seems weird.
No, definitely not what I do. I'll tell you that much.
You put it in the app when you say I'm here. You have to
I walk out and I say, Susan! Genuinely. Susan! Susan! Hello, Susan. Thank you so much. Just wind down your window. Just some ID, please. Thanks so much, Susan. Have a nice day.
Susan. They didn't do
Alan!
That for me.
And then I continue.
So they went around the front because they obviously think it's me. And then he sort of stood at the front of the car and did like a, like looked at me and I went like this. And he was like, and then he went around to her window and he was talking to her and she was like, man.
Nah, fuck off.
And he was like, you've got to move. Cause, and then eventually he just went around to the front of the car and I reached out and he reached over my bonnet and like we passed it and I pulled it through the window. And then
so was there space in front of her to be not in your way?
There was space all around her. There was space everywhere.
That's so annoying. That is so annoying.
She was like,
some really fucking stupid people that do click and collect from JB Hi-Fi.
You know that sketch that Tim Robinson does where he's like, do you know how to drive? And he's like, no. It was exactly like that. She's like,
do you help me?
She's like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where I'm going. Fucking idiot.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah. It happens. We get a lot of people that don't wind their window down. And I feel like if you're doing click and collect and you're in your car, you have your window wound down. So when someone comes out and says, yeah, Ben, you can go, yeah, it's me. Instead, they have their windows wound down and I stand in front of six or seven cars and I go, Ben.
Yep.
Ben.
Yep.
No. Yeah. Ben.
Yep. Yep. Here. Is this guy... This must be a hearing impaired guy.
Ben, hello.
Yeah, I'm right here.
And then finally they get the fucking idea and they open their thing and say, oh, sorry, that's me.
He couldn't hear you because you had your window wound down.
I didn't.
In this sketch, you didn't?
No.
You're great at improv. He's the no thanks.
I was standing improv. There and I had a sign on my chest that said, Ben, for the order for Ben from JB Hi-Fi, please, Aiden.
In the defense of the customer, Aiden.
I'm so wet.
It does say put your license plate.
It was good improv, wasn't it?
Fuck off.
And if I was sitting in a car park and a man came out and started shouting names, I'd be like,
not angrily.
Help!
No. So, but you would, I thought they would look at the license plate and then go. And
I've never seen a license plate ever.
Well,
never seen, we wouldn't even know what to look for then.
Oh, that's Ben, good material. Why are you just selectively annoying today?
I'm just waking up, baby.
Hey, hello, the coffee's kicking in. He's got a shit on the way.
Speaking of Ben being annoying.
Yep.
Oh, this thing. I put myself on mute and piss.
Hello.
Hey, motherfucker.
You don't want to miss this one.
It's Ben Jay, and I'm about to ruin your motherfucking day. Annoying. Telemarketers. I don't give a fuck. My name's Ben Jay.
Doesn't sound anything like Ben Jay.
No, not at all. No. Annoying telemarketers to Ben Jay. We have a cracker today, everybody.
6 minutes? 7?
It is 6 minutes. Oh, it is a lengthy one.
Fucking hell.
But I really, really liked this one.
Okay.
I edited it down from 11 minutes to 6. So
I'm just, you know, I'm tackling this with the same energy as Ben tackles most things.
That's the good. I like that. Let's get back.
Low energy, but high quality content.
No, it's more like, you know, just utter disdain.
This is 6 minutes.
Good. Here we go.
It is a good one.
Six minutes.
The other day, I nearly had one. I was driving around, uh-huh. and one of them called, and I had it on the car thing. They're like, "Oh, you're blah 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 for your phone. You're $6.99 transaction." Like, oh yeah, sweet. Yeah, that's me. Okay, so you bought the phone on Amazon then? It's like, yep. When are you gonna send it? Like,
is this person from Thailand or Irish?
Which I don't know. They never have a consistent accent.
It's always an accent that's like trying.
And she's like, "Okay," and she just hung up. So I was like, yeah, I purchased the phone. Send the phone.
I'm panicked.
You couldn't scam me.
That'd have been a good one. That'd have been a short segment.
I have a phone. So I was like, that'd be cool.
So this one I've titled The Wolf of Chapel Street.
Oh.
I really, really like it.
I remember this one now.
You're asking me nothing substantial, but a little here and there. Why is that?
Okay. Have you ever heard about the FinViz? Because you are an experienced guy in this field.
Have I heard of what? Sorry.
About the finviz.com. It's our platform.
No, I haven't. What's that?
Okay, so if you are interested, I can show you something good about the oil market, because I don't know if you are familiar with the global crisis in the oil.
There is, yeah, I've heard a lot about that.
Now, this is about the government in the Middle East.
Listen to how his character changes across the call.
Ben?
Yeah, Ben. Oh, okay. He becomes a totally different person.
Well, I've got some BHP stocks, and they seem to be traveling okay at the moment. Why, what have you got for me? I'm someone who's always open to new ideas. I'm looking to diversify, okay?
Okay. So, if you are free, I can tell you something good. This is about the Prince of Crown in the Middle East. He declared that he's going to raise up the taxes about the oil import-export companies.
Okay, I've heard a little bit of unrest in that area. What does this mean for me?
So, this is going to cause like an earthquake in the market. This is for the next week.
I'm hearing you. What can you do for me, buddy?
Who is smart is going to take this situation as a profit, because right now the stocks are not cheap, but are like $90 per stock.
Okay.
This is going like to raise up in the $28 next week.
It's going to go from $90.
You can see it by yourself in the charts.
Yeah.
So if you have a laptop over there, I can show you the website. You can check it by yourself.
I'm in the car at the moment, but if you tell me what you've got. I do have 100,000 that I'm looking to move around a little bit.
I'm not sure about the money, sorry, because I'm just an informative call.
Okay, so where am I going to get the info?
I can speak about the money. So if you want to speak about the investment, we got senior analysis of like account managers here.
All right. What was your name,
but
buddy?
First, you need to see the website.
What was your name, sorry?
What?
What was your name?
Brian. Brian. You can check the company as well.
Brian, mate, I've been an investor and a salesman for over 25 years, buddy. Now, if you've got something to sell me, I want you to sell it to me, okay? I don't talk shit. So if you've got a product that might be of benefit to both of us, I'm happy to take something off your hands as long as there's a profit in it for me.
Okay, I see that.
Chapel Street, okay. Sounds better than my name. What am I, David?
COG, Cabot Oil and Gas Corporation. If you want the product, okay, I will speak about the company.
Let's go.
They are operating in the Middle East, and their headquarters are in the United States. Okay, so you want to know their share price, stock price?
I want to know their current share price and what's the projected for the next month.
Of course, this is what I will tell you.
Perfect.
Last week they were like $18. Right now they are $22.25 per stock.
Okay.
Okay, they are going up and they are going to stop at $26.
Yep. When are we projecting the $26 stoppage at? Because I'm thinking maybe if we can get some calls on this early, we might be looking at maybe we could push a 40% profit on this bad boy.
I'm not allowed to talk about this. Only senior advisors are talking with...
Brian, have you got someone there that I could talk to about possible investments? Numbers.
What? Please tell me that again?
Have you got someone there that I could talk to about a possible investment? If you're not the guy I need to talk to, then I need to be talking to someone who could take my money off my hands at the moment and double it for me.
Only seniors can talk about this, about the profits and things like that.
Well, then, mate, that's what I need. No offense to you, Brian, but I don't like having my time wasted, okay? I don't like having my time wasted. If you've got something to offer me, let's do a deal.
If you are joking or things like that, because we need to be serious about this field.
Well, I'm trying to, mate, but if you're the man who can't put me in some sort of situation that's going to earn me a profit, then why am I talking to you? You understand what I'm saying? Now, if you've got someone you can put me onto who can work out a deal with me...
And if you want to take profit from the market... You only need to talk with the senior advisors because they are more specialized in this field than me.
Perfect,
okay,
mate.
They make
then let's go.
Things easier than me.
Put me onto one of them then.
So you want? Okay, okay. Just wait.
All right, thank you, mate.
Smooth transition.
Am I talking with Mr. Ben?
That's me. Who have I got here? I was talking to Brian just a moment ago.
My name is Robert. I'm one of the account manager of the office. You are talking with my junior analyst.
Yep.
He transferred to my office in order for you to get a little bit more detailed explanation of what we're doing here and what we can provide regarding trading and financial market.
Mate, that sounds good to me. I was saying to Brian before, okay. I've been in the market for over 25 years. I'm a trained salesman. So if you can do a deal for me, I'm always about diversifying my portfolio and increasing my profits. Now, what can you do for me in that sense?
What I can provide for you is a team with more than 350 members of analysts and active traders for more than 10 years.
Smooth transition.
And what I can provide you is a 20 to 40% return at average every single month.
Smooth transition.
Detailed information and project on long and short-term projects, whether it is a crypto, commodity, stock.
Smooth transition.
Right, that's sounding pretty good, but let's talk numbers, okay? I'm a very intelligent investor, and I don't just throw my money around. I hear a lot of percentages, 24% return on investment, et cetera, et cetera. Where are we putting our money right now? Because, you know, the amount that I'm willing to put in depends on the security and the risk of investment.
The first thing that pops off to my head right now, it's Bloom Energy. Maybe you've heard, it's a stock, it's a technological stock. It's
smooth transition.
Bloom Energy right now is trading at $20 per share. Between 19 to 20, it has been reached up to $40.
Smooth transition.
The indicator shows that that stock can go minimum $150 in less than 2 years from now. And we have a target expectation between 250 to 300.
Smooth transition.
Whether it is a heavy machinery or just a sports sedan.
That sounded good, mate. I have heard of them.
You understand?
Yep. Yeah, I'm big into
you
the
never
blue
heard
transport.
About them?
No, I have. I believe I've heard them on online somewhere. Mate, now, I understand
Blue
you're saying over
energy.
Three... Blue Energy. I know. I've heard you say over the next 3 or 4 years you'll be turning stuff around, but I'm a very intelligent, quick investor. I'm thinking 6 months. What I like to do is go in, go hard, and then within 6 months, I like to move my money around, keep it circulating, keep it vibrant. Do you understand me? So what? Rather than put in maybe $100,000...
Let's say in
Robert,
the middle
Robert,
term,
please, I
so
don't like to be interrupted when I'm talking, mate.
Yeah.
Robert, hang on a second. Let me just educate you a bit on the investment
portfolio,
okay?
I'm sorry?
What I'm saying is
What did you say?
What I'm saying is just let me educate you
Go
for a second.
Go fuck yourself, you smart fucking bitch ass. Go fuck yourself.
Matured.
Jesus.
Oh, a real Jordan Belfast over there.
Wow. Instantly just fucking cracked to shit.
I don't know what it was. Robert. I don't know whether he misheard me and thought I was saying some insult to him.
You did say.
You did
let say, let me educate you. And he got real upset by that.
Yeah. And he's a scammer. Like, what is he?
Maybe he isn't.
No, yeah. He's, yeah, he's a fake.
Maybe he is. Maybe he isn't.
Well, I mean, isn't stock trading over the phone, isn't that a scam? Isn't that, and we all
maybe,
agree that
yeah.
that's a scam. And that's, it's technically not illegal, but they, you know. I watch The Wolf of Wall Street. I don't want to brag. It's yeah, not nice. Ethical. Is
did they make people money?
No. They made themselves money by. I mean, occasionally, it's like gambling. You might get a win here and there, but if the customer is making money, you're not making money, was the thing that I took from that movie. Also, that Leonardo DiCaprio is so dreamy.
I don't really think he's that dreamy.
I just said it.
I never have.
I thought it might be a funny bit.
I never have. This whole thing about DiCaprio. Blah, blah,
every
blah.
Fucking
everywhere
day
I fucking go. DiCaprio. Like, oh my God.
Nah. Like, give him the Oscar. He's been snubbed so many times.
Oh,
yeah, because he's fucking
poor
average.
Baby. Oh, fuck off.
You really don't think he's good? You don't think he's a good actor?
I think he's good. I just don't think he's as good as everybody says. Nah.
I think
I'm not going out of my movie. I'm not going out of my way because DiCaprio's in the movie.
I refuse to get out of my
movie. Tom Hanks, on the other hand, fucking get out of my way. I'm running.
But I mean, yeah, okay.
I love Tom Hanks.
He's great. He's great.
I just rewatched The Da Vinci Code, one of my faves.
Of the Tom Hanks movies.
I really like The Da Vinci Code. And I just rewatched Angels and Demons.
Oh my God. You know when Tom Hanks does his best work? Angels and Demons.
Okay, there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing wrong with Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons.
Except the film and the script.
No, okay, fuck off. Fuck off. There's nothing wrong with it and I will not hear it. Okay. I get angry about this because, and I'll tell you.
Please.
The books are fine. They're fun books. They're not real.
Never right? read them.
And I remember around the time when they came out.
Whenever, I see them at op shops all the time.
Shut up.
All right.
When... I'm in a fighty mood all of a sudden.
It's because you're warm. You're too warm.
Yeah, it is warm.
Fucking doesn't matter.
All right. End of that.
So we all just agreed Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons are not that good.
They're good movies.
I like them. I like them.
The newest one's garbage.
I just thought when... There's another one?
Dante's Inferno.
Fucking hell. Is he in it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He's Dante.
He plays the Inferno.
He is the one.
No, he plays Robert Langdon.
I don't remember them.
That's Robert Langdon. Ian McKellen's in the first one.
I saw Angels and Demons when I was in high school.
No, Da Vinci Code.
Okay. No, but I meant like, doesn't matter. Ben, what's been going on in your week?
Hmm?
Yep.
Don't know.
It's exciting.
Moved the thing in the cupboard. Oh, no, it was the last week. Week before. We've done a couple of podcasts since I moved in the cupboard, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Warm.
It was warm today.
Come out lockdown.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yep. So not much. I made a D&D folio.
Oh, here we go.
I know that everybody loves D&D.
Folios.
Folios. I mean, I finally made one. I got a binder from Officeworks and some loose leaf paper and those fun little colored dividers.
That's a craft.
And I got...
You really have had time off, haven't you?
Yes. And I had... I got sleeves. You know, like card sleeves?
I'm very familiar with card sleeves.
Right, so you can put some into... Not like single ones, like the big sheet.
Yeah, but they have like single slots.
That's right.
Yeah.
Pokemon, so I can put my spell cards in there, right? So I went and I got them from a place called Gameology.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And I went to the thing and I drove all the
Did they spell it correctly?
Yeah, they did.
Sorry, Gameology, don't fire me.
Gameology. I went to Gameology and the guy at the door, he was like, there was no one there. Call this number if you want to get to the door, if you want someone to come. So I called, nobody answered. I waited there for a couple more minutes. Then he came out and he's like, yeah, sorry, man. Didn't answer your call because I was just here. But I was still waiting like 3 or 4 minutes in the sun. And it was a fairly warm day that day. And I wore jeans like a moron. And then he said, what are you here? And I was like, oh, it's Aiden, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, is it just the card sleeves? And I go, yeah, man. And he goes, oh, what are you sleeving? Right? Yeah. And I was like, fuck
He
yeah.
knows the lingo.
He's like, cool.
Lettuce on the menu.
And I was like, oh, you know, just D&D spell cards. I'm making a D&D folio. And he went, oh, okay, here you go.
Oh, you.
And turned around. So it turns out, wasn't as cool as I thought. Not even to a nerd.
Hold on. You didn't think D&D was cool?
D&D is
cool. He didn't think D&D.
That's right.
Oh, fuck my own bit.
D&D is cool and you know it.
Yeah.
Critical Role's third campaign started today. Guess how many viewers were watching their stream?
A fucking lot, I imagine.
How many?
15.
Okay.
400,000. No. I don't know.
7.
256,000 people.
That's a lot of people.
So many people. And it was just constantly donation.
I think I was closer to that going over, though.
So. That is true. No, Becky was. No, you were. You won.
14 is higher than 7.
Okay. It's not that I can't do maths.
Wait, how much did you say? Remember. How much did you say?
256,000.
I was closest. Yeah, I said 400,000.
You went over.
Without going
Oh, sorry. Over. Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Price is right, mate. How could the price is right?
All right.
Am I not allowed to talk anymore?
No, you can say price
no,
is right.
No, I'm getting looks from all sides of the room.
You're paranoid because you haven't been around people.
Yep.
There's a bit. There's a little bit I'm nervous about.
I'm going to piss so bad. Oh, my God.
Is this your
we'll finish again? Soon.
Funny yes? how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I am usually...
Put on your laughing shoes, fuckheads. Because it's time for...
Make you laugh. I'm here to fucking amuse you. What do you mean funny?
Bruce jokes
time.
Finally.
I've been waiting.
I've been waiting for some Bruce jokes. For Matt to read, Paulie.
Hey, I read them fine. Fucking hell. I'm getting notes from Bruce now when I get the
That's the only reason I said that.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
He says to me before the podcast, he goes, so Bruce gave me Bruce Joe's and that fucking, he gave me notes. And I was like, genuinely? He's like, yeah, he genuinely gave me notes. So mad.
It's not even a gag anymore. He was like, oh, you need to, now when you do this one, you just need to take a sign. I'm like, I can,
why don't you for just one time, let him come in here and read them and see if they're any better.
Can't put that pressure on him.
Why not?
That's true. I'll get him. Yeah, all right.
Fuck, if he's giving you notes.
We'll get him. We'll set him up on like a little tiny stage. Yeah. With
if
like
he's giving
a light,
you notes, do it yourself.
And we'll heckle him the whole time.
I'll make a point of not laughing.
All right. Bruce jokes. Should have saved this for the video. I'm so fucking keen for your podcast. Have you seen The Secret Life of Bees? No?
No.
Well, you got to have seen the obvious and well-known Life of Bees. You know, the honey and the stinging and the buzzing and shit.
Not bad.
It's a good joke. Here's the thing as well with the notes. He wants me to read them, but I like doing them like a Norm joke where you take the card and you do it.
I think
for the
that's
first
the
time.
Best way to read a joke.
Yeah, and if the mistakes are part of the human, anyways. I'm a little sensitive about the notes. Money doesn't grow on trees; leaves do. Likewise, leaves do not belong in my wallet. Someone please explain to me why I've got four separate leaves in my wallet.
That's pretty good.
Oh, Ben's not a fan.
Ben's not a fan.
Wow.
Bring him back next week, Bruce. He'll be in a better mood then.
The first one was fine.
You liked the first one?
Yeah.
It was fine.
Fine in the same way that your reading of the jokes is fine.
Excuse.
Take that word however you, it's subjective.
Ben.
Eye of the beholder. Yeah, mate.
Who am I? Three hints. One, I'm a striking woman with beautiful, short, healthy, orangey, brass-colored hair. Two, my name rhymes with Schmangela Schmerkel. Three, I'm the federal chancellor of Germany.
Not ringing any bells.
Soon, not soon. She's retired. Just saying.
She's out of there. Germany
I
said.
I think you can say that.
Angela Merkel is retiring.
You're really going hard on the stuff that gets letters this week.
But technically I'm not.
No,
actually
you're just like baiting me into.
You were the one who was doing the eye thing before.
Excuse you.
We're on video.
Yeah, we are on video. So I guess this isn't going out.
That's what you did before we started recording.
It is now.
I'm going to have to put it out as a defense.
Just Matt the whole time. I didn't do it.
I don't want to burst your bubble, but if you insist on calling me an ugly chode monger, your bubble has no chance of withstanding me.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. That one might have just gone over my head.
Yeah, I don't
seems
get
like
it.
It's got layers.
What's a chode monger?
I wouldn't worry about the layers.
Maybe giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Maybe didn't have enough.
Some people are so judgmental and rude. They think it's okay to shout at you and kick you out of their housewarming party just for wearing denim on denim. It's a bad enough day when you've just liquid shit in your shorts on someone's new sofa and then mistakenly called their grandpa a dirty cum slut in front of three strangers.
I especially love the use of dirty cum slut. That's good.
I like that one. I did like that one. I shouldn't have read it before I did it. I may not be the belle of the ball, but I'm at least that soft part tucked underneath where there's a little less hair and the skin is nice.
That's so funny.
It's a very good one. Very good.
That's pretty good. Damn it.
Last one.
Mm-hmm.
That was Bruce jokes.
Okay.
What's the deal with SodaStream? If I was that interested in making soft drink, I'd move to the suburb of Moorabbin in Melbourne's southeast, where I could work at one of Coca-Cola Amatil's largest factories. And the median house price is $1.25 million, and I'd be only a 9-minute drive to the beach, and I could head towards Cheltenham and take the 44-minute tram trip from Southland Station to go to the city for weekend brunches, then go to the Moorabbin market on the way home for fresh groceries each week, where I might meet my future wife, a Moorabbin local, and we can send our future kids to Southmore Primary and then Cheltenham Secondary on Bernard Street.
Oh, not
Cheltenham. Not too far from our home. We might go for walks around Karkaroo Park together after a little Jeremy and Lisa's training over at Moorabbin's Little Athletics. And once a year, I could use my annual leave from working at the factory to take my kids to see all the places I never had the chance to see. I would retire after a very fulfilling career with pretty decent
remuneration.
That one's on Bruce.
He spelt it wrong. Yeah. He said remuneration, not remuneration. and benefits and spend my final years on a pension at one of the four golf clubs within 5 kilometers of the Coca-Cola Amadeus factory in Moorabbin, where I could bore the young waitstaff with all of my stories from years and years of happily manufacturing soft drinks. I could pass away at home in my old age, and my wife could arrange for my remains to rest at one of Cheltenham's three cemeteries. You know, I think I understand the deal with SodaStream.
That was like the start of Up.
That was good.
Tell me right there.
Remuneration.
Is it remuneration?
Money paid for work or a service.
I thought it was remuneration.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, it's when you do work and then they give you nummy for it.
What's remuneration?
I think it's getting just renumbered. People getting remunerated.
So you start as a 7, but then you get surgery and you become like an 8.
You're fucking joking me. It's remuneration.
Mune.
Remuneration.
What'd you call me?
Like the country of Numic.
Fuck, I'm not looking forward to the
Munich,
notes I get
Munich
on that one
a
now.
Country?
That one's on him though, because he should have known that you weren't going to get remuneration on the fly.
Is Munich a country?
It's a city, right?
Yeah. I would have got remuneration.
Why'd you say country?
Did I?
Yep.
I wasn't much about
it. You must be tired.
Munich is the capital and most populous city of Bavaria.
Bavaria's a country?
In Germany.
Germany's a country?
State in Germany.
In Europe.
Europe's a continent? All
right. So I'd like to apologize to Bruce. He did in fact spell it right. And it is now going to go on the list of words.
I would never say that. Bain Marie
and remuneration. Oh my God.
I'll tell you this much. Remuneration, way easier to say.
Exactly. Thank
you. That's true.
I think we should change all
and
words
to fit my
tongue. I
don't think anyone's going to pick me up. If I'm in a conversation about remuneration and I say
still
remuneration,
sound right.
They'll be like, yes, of course.
It'll be one of those ones where it's like, if you say nuclear, no one's going to pick you up on it, but they'll talk about you behind your back.
What? Say what?
Nuclear.
As opposed to what?
The actual word.
Which is?
Hmm?
Wait, what did you say? Genuinely.
Remuneration.
Shut up. What was the atomic one?
He said nuclear.
And instead of nuclear, what's the word?
One of them's real, one
the
of them's
The nuclear
not.
Bomb. Nuclear? Yeah. Aren't they go. Both just different pronunciations of the same word?
Yeah, one's right and one's wrong.
Oh, you're one of those.
I assume.
Yeah, I generally try to say the words how they are.
Didn't people used to make fun
it's
of
no difference
Bush?
Nuclear no. and nuclear. Nuclear?
It sounds smart, doesn't
is
it?
Is nuclear, is that what you said?
Nutella.
Nucola.
Don't.
Sorry.
Don't.
Have you seen the new cans for Coke Zero?
Whoa.
Very
they
confusing.
Look so good. All red.
Do they?
Yeah, they look great.
I want to see them.
They're all red with like a little black. Wait. Are they? Or is just the name?
I hate them black. Because by, like, if you're just looking at them very quickly, it's hard to tell the difference.
That's true, except if you're going to get vanilla. Because that shit's gold.
Yeah, but then, Beck would go to the supermarket to get the vanilla one, and they would only have that one, and she'd go absolutely fucking
what's wrong with the gold one?
Oh, my God. Nuclear. I had such a great joke lined up then.
Try it.
Fuck this podcast.
Try it again.
So.
You're going to get used to being in the same room again. There's going to be a couple of teething
I'm
episodes.
Like, I'm like genuinely fighty right now. I'm ready to wrestle.
So she would go to get the vanilla Coke. And they wouldn't have any vanilla Coke. And she would go absolutely nuclear.
Thank God we went back to that.
That was the joke?
That was the joke.
Fuck me.
I was going to pronounce
it
wrong.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Yeah,
thank you.
It got ruined. It did get stepped on.
It did get.
We've all had a beer.
Hey, it's GMAT here. And don't forget, if you enjoyed that episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show over at patreon.com/thegmatpodcast. The post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the main podcast where we wrap things up and talk about anything we didn't have time to talk about. $3 a month and cancel anytime. We are a community supported podcast, so your support over there funds the show and makes it easier for us to keep doing what we love. If you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/thegmatpodcast.